Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, is there life on Mars?
Hello, my name is John Wilson. I live in Zeist in the Netherlands, near Utrecht. And my question this week is related to something that I heard previously on the Naked Scientists and was to do with lots of rubbish falling to Earth from outer space. And I wondered whether they'd found any life in the rubbish that falls to Earth.
So can we expect a tentacled fossil from outer space anytime soon?
I'm Dr. Vic Pearson from the Open University. The likelihood of finding life in meteorites is probably pretty slim. There was, in the 1990s, a big debate on whether or not NASA scientists had identified nanobacteria, so very, very small bacteria, only identifiable using very powerful microscopes, in meteorites that had actually come from the surface of Mars. But this has pretty much been debunked now. However, that's not to say that the building blocks of life may not have been brought to Earth from meteorites, because meteorites themselves contain biogenic elements such as sulfur, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, but also carbon-based molecules or organic molecules which are required for life on Earth and elsewhere in the solar system. These are things such as amino acids, carboxylic acids, sugars, hydrocarbons, all of which make up living systems on the Earth and all of which are the backbone of the organic molecules that make up our own DNA. So the chances of being able to find life elsewhere in the solar system is also a lot stronger by the fact that you can find these organic molecules there. But whether or not you can actually get life itself from meteorites is probably very unlikely.
As yet, there's no sign of life in our meteorite collection, but we'll just have to watch this space for more evidence to land in our back gardens. On our forum, your_on, also said that some of the building blocks for life, at least, have been found in meteorites. Carsten speculated that perhaps any life forms had, on impact, jumped off the rocks and run away. Next week, I'll be tackling another mystery set in stone.
Hi, this is Erin in Austin, Texas, and my question concerns petrified wood. I've heard stories of wooden fence posts becoming petrified over time, but I'm not sure that this is scientifically possible. So can you please tell me, how is petrified wood formed, and what exactly does it consist of?
Answers on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum, or to Chris at thenakedscientist.com, and tell us what this scared form of timber is all about.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.